going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
You know, offensive linemen don't have awards for being great. There's not a Protector of the Year award. I'm knocking at so many doors now to get this award going. And I'm going to head spirit and make sure that this gets done before I'm done playing. Because there's so many greats. And if we have great quarterbacks, we have great running backs, we have rushing titles, we have quarterback passing titles, all those titles are reflections of the O linemen, which are the protectors.
Deion Dawkins, you beautiful man. Before you're done playing? Nah, he got Protector of the Year as an award before the next season.
He got it done in 4 months.
He got it done in four months.
Like, he's mentioned it there, and that's back in January during the AFC Championship week.
He cooked about that, and I loved it when he said it.
Mm-hmm.
As someone who played offensive line growing up, mostly because I didn't have a choice. I love this.
Mm-hmm.
It's recognition for the trenches, where an offensive lineman is great when you don't know anything that's going on.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, it's recognition for maybe the least recognizable position in the sport.
Because if you are recognized
mm-hmm.
On a play, it's not for good reasons.
It's typically a really bad thing.
It's typically, oh, this guy missed the block.
Yeah, our drive just got botched.
This guy you just got
let him fly
beat.
By you.
Yep. Mm-hmm. What a great move by defensive end
mm-hmm.
on this offensive lineman. Like, Deion Dawkins, I love that it only took 4 months. That's the best part about it.
I will say, it also tells me there was way more people that have kind of wanted this. And they just needed someone to push it
they
and
needed
put
someone
a sales
to say it
plan
out loud.
Together. Yeah.
They needed the quiet part said out loud, and Deion Dawkins is absolutely that kind of guy. I love this, and I'm so happy about it. Now, that said, I'm terrified he'll never win it, even though it's his idea, and he is one of the better left tackles in the game.
I think that's probably true.
That's unfair, though.
That's the funny part, is with offensive linemen, there is a tier list. Like, there are guys that you're just like, I mean, they're the best in the game. And they will be for like 8 to 10 years
but
in a row.
That said, Deion is recognizable for offensive linemen.
Yes, he is.
That will help him.
And another thing I'm happy about with
and
Hard
guess
Knocks.
What? Deion Dawkins mm-hmm. is absolutely getting his own segment in Hard Knocks.
Well, it's not just that. What
and
I'm excited
the,
for with Hard
Knocks.
And
the Protector of the Year is probably going to get a mention in this.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that's, Deion Dawkins had himself a busy offseason. Like,
yeah, I mean, like, it's, I can hear Lee Schreiber now, like, just narrating it, like, we all can. What I'm excited for with this, too, is, and I've mentioned it both jokingly, but not so much, I think the Bills don't do the best job at promoting a lot of their players for off-season awards, whether it be All-Pro, Pro Bowl, or actual awards. I think they do an okay, adequate job, But I do get frustrated that they let their play do it for them. Which is not enough.
And it's not enough.
Which is not enough. And that's why we're regularly talking about a Bill being the most underrated player at their position. With Hard Knocks, you potentially can get the average NFL fan who will vote on a Pro Bowl, get to know Ed Oliver, who I think, based on how the defense has been retooled this year, could be in for a massive season. And instead of being like, he's an underrated defensive tackle, he might be a guy that, you know what, I don't care, overrated. Good. Is he going to get him a Pro Bowl nod when he maybe deserves one? Great. I'm happy for that. As long as that stuff is still in players' contracts, which to my knowledge it still is in terms of getting bonuses and such, I will always be pushing for my players to get those and all pro nods. It gets you in the Hall of Fame. It gets you longer recognition throughout your career. I want that stuff. And for the most part, the Bills' most recognizable players are Deion Dawkins, because he's one of the best personalities in the game and is absolutely going to be in the media when he's done, and Josh Allen. That's it.
Yep.
Spencer Brown might be a better right tackle than Deion Dawkins as a left tackle. Bills fans know Spencer Brown. That's about
it. Exclusively. That's it.
That's about it.
And that's also because offensive linemen are best known for not being known.
Correct.
Especially on the right side.
But then you also have it where some of these guys don't do their own pitching for themselves. Matt Milano may be the best example. The guy doesn't talk. And that's fine. You don't always have to be your own PR rep. But I'd like to see maybe in a comeback year for him, getting healthier, him to get more recognition. Or maybe not just him, the other linebackers. Terrell Bernard, who is a turnover specialist in the NFL and has been a very, very good middle linebacker for the Bills, maybe he starts to get some recognition. It's a little thing. It maybe doesn't happen. But a lot of these Bills players on a very good roster, regularly, I'm not saying great roster, I think it's a very good roster, a really good roster, but not a great roster, very rarely get the recognition I think they deserve. I'm not saying the Bills deserve 10 Pro Bowlers.
But they probably deserve
more than two last year when the initial voting came out.
Yeah.
And that's more my thing, is that I'd like to see more of these Bills players actually get known, because this is not a team that's been good for 2 years. They've been good for like six, seven. They've won five straight AFC East titles. They're regularly winning playoff games. You see Orchard Park all the time on primetime football.
As a matter of fact, the Bills have five more this year.
Mm-hmm.
They had six last year. They are a team that gets shown in front of the country now. This is not an accident. It's not even a flash in the pan like Cleveland was.
Right.
Like you said, it is. You've won five straight division titles. You are very much now universally this year picked for six.
Yeah. universally, it's like if it's not six, something drastic has gone wrong.
Yeah, something has gone wrong and nobody likes it.
Yeah, they can't even say like, oh no, Miami just really discovered it. No, something horribly wrong went down in Buffalo.
Something at least decently wrong happened where it cost the Bills like five games. That's how bad the rest of the division is. And it's like, yeah, no, this is a unanimous pick right now, Buffalo winning the AFC East.
They're favored in every game this year.
And that's the difference between last year and this year where I'm perfectly fine with Hard Knocks, mm-hmm. is there's no questions about the division.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Yeah.
It's almost disgusting, actually.
803-0550, the number to call. Let's go back to the phones. Julian is up first in this segment. Julian, you're on WGR. How we doing?
I'm doing well. How you guys doing?
Doing well ourselves.
Good, good, good. Real quick, man, shout out to our Buffalo Bandits. Can't miss it. Buffalo. Let's get that three-piece Saturday, man. I'm amped. I'm hyped. Let's go Bandits. Glad you brought up Deion Dawkins, man. Well-deserved. My question to that award, like to every award, how would it be voted upon? Like, let's take the Bills offense into a dominantly run offense. You can go whatever team you want, and this lineman has zero sacks, but that team runs dominantly compared to a Bills team where, you know how we go. We pass every other down, and Josh Allen runs for like 10 seconds in the backfield. So let's say Deion Dawkins is up but got five sacks on his board compared to another team who got zero, but the dynamic of both offenses, that's the only thing. We're going to worry about that when the time comes, but that's my biggest question when it comes down to how someone's going to win this award. Other than that, I'm excited for Hard Knocks. I'm glad it's for a mini camp because we don't have the media in our faces during the season. Mm-hmm. Definitely huge because we have a big battle in the cornerback room and defensive front. We have a lot of rookies and a lot of guys that are fighting for positions. So I definitely believe Hard Knocks is going to be a great watch for not only Bills fans, but for the entire NFL fans because definitely going to be iron sharp as iron and a lot of guys going to be battling out there. But, man, love hearing you guys every day. Nothing but love. And go Bills. Go Bandits. Let's go.
Thanks, Julian. Yeah, and I want to mention the Protector of the Year thing. I like that it's going to be voted on by former offensive linemen. These guys know it. They're going to watch the tape. They're probably not going to look at all of the statistics and measurables. They're going to look at the tape. Mm-hmm. They're going to have to look at the tape on some of these guys. And some of it's going to have to do with a little bit of campaigning. Good teams are going to have more favor in this. Deion Dawkins is going to have himself a favorable position. The Bills are good. And if that offensive line does what it does last year, which is staying healthy all throughout, and
would they go 8 games without giving up a sack? Something like that? Yeah, if that happens again.
If that happens again, that favors a guy like Dawkins.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to favor a team like, I mean, granted, it's not a good offensive line, but like Kansas City, because they win, is going to get attention.
Also, though, you could get negative attention if it's a bull rush on a primetime game, but even just one.
Yeah, but also Detroit.
Yeah, I was thinking Detroit.
Detroit is absolutely going to have players up for this. Denver, if they continue their step, is going to be a team with players that are going to be in this sort of conversation. I think that the Protector of the Year needs to have a tackle, center, guard subdivision, and I hope they do that. If they don't, you are competing with all five positions on the line, and I'm going to tell you right now, the centers and guards are going to get overlooked.
The right tackles
are going to get overlooked.
This will very quickly be the Heisman Trophy, where it's like it's actually a quarterback award, except for outlier years.
It's actually left tackles only, and it's going to turn into that.
Mm-hmm.
Or centers maybe, but I'm rarely going to see a guard in this conversation. Yeah. So I would like it to be a subdivision for each position. Center, guard, tackle.
I'm
looking probably like you're also looking at all pro votes and how those are campaigned to those voters. Yes. I do like that offensive linemen, former offensive linemen, are going to be the ones chiming in on this because they are going to know what to look for on a routine basis. You know who I'm going to love to talk to about this? Ross Tucker.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Ross knows his stuff. He has been in that. He's been in the show. He's been in the forefront.
I mean, Ross, Eric.
We've
got a few guys for the Bills.
And matter of fact, having both of them there as pro Bills guys, that might help.
Mm-hmm.
It is absolutely, though. Baltimore is going to be another one. Tyler Linebaum is one of the best centers in the NFL.
100%.
And for some reason, the Ravens always have 18 Pro Bowlers.
It just bothers me. How did Tyler Huntley become a Pro Bowler?
The world may never know.
That needs to be investigated.
Much like how many licks it takes to get to the Tootsie Roll Center of a Tootsie Pop, the world will never know.
Needs to be investigated.
It needs to be investigated, but we will never find
out. Someone bought bots on Twitter. I know it. I know it in my heart.
It's buried like the cask of Amontillado, okay?
There you go.
The secrets have died.
with society.
I am very excited, though, that that offensive linemen will be the ones voting on this, because maybe more than any position.
They know what to look
for. Yeah, I need them doing it, where quarterback, we can all kind of watch. No, we won't have necessarily the minutia, but we can all kind of watch and see. Receivers, I think the same thing. You know, cornerbacks, they might be a little bit tricky. Safeties kind of the same. A few defensive players might be a little tricky. But offensive linemen, that is one where PFF has routinely gotten under fire from former offensive linemen and current offensive linemen going, guys, you don't even know what I'm supposed to be doing on this play.
Yeah.
And yet you're docking me for something I actually did well
and
what have you. So to see offensive linemen, former offensive linemen, be the ones that are voting on it, that gives a lot more credibility to the award rather than just it's going to be Lane Johnson because we all know he's the best tackle.
Right.
But I will say I do hope we do get to that point of subdivisions because I do worry it becomes an award that is a lot like the Heisman Trophy
guards
now.
Will never get considered.
Yeah, where it's all quarterbacks except for super outlier years. Like Quentin Nelson, a number of years ago, probably would have won. It. But he would have been like one guard in like 12 years.
Yes.
Because outside of that, it would have just been a bunch of tackles. Maybe Zach Martin.
Pulls
one.
But that's the thing is that there are a couple of well-known guards, but left tackles carry the weight. They carry the bread. Mm-hmm. They get paid the most.
Yep.
So there is a little bit of a bias there.
Mm-hmm.
I would like there to be a bye position because, again, I feel like one of them is going to get overlooked. And also, centers do not get talked about often enough either.
No, they really don't.
They really don't. And they are the linchpin of an offensive line in the protection scheme.
Yeah, the only time you talk about a center is when they're bad or you lost a good one.
Yes.
Because then it's like, well, wait a second. How are the protections going to get set? How's the offensive line going to do now that the quarterback of the O-line is gone? What's happening? The whole thing. That's the only time you really talk about centers is when you're in a disaster scenario where they're openly bad or you're losing a good one. The Bills just went through this when Mitch Morse left. A lot of us were worried about what is going to happen.
And that's the nervous system of an offensive line that just walked out the door. What's going to happen? Mm-hmm. And the answer was nothing. We're going to march on while keeping the beat. And that's exactly what that was. Thanks to everyone that's called so far, as we've been getting connected with our fans. It's brought to you by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop online at northtownkia.com. We'll take a timeout, come back, wrap up our number one here. Bills, Hard Knocks. How you feeling about it? We're talking about that and more here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.